Hi, Carol. Thanks for your patience. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is viruses.
And
I am at my wit's end. I'm a person that doesn't have an ounce of extra fat. I get exercise. I eat mostly organic and mostly protein and produce. And I just don't know. I used to be able to use the A&D balm. That doesn't get rid of it anymore. And this last round, I tried using the potassium iodide, and I thought I had actually got rid of it. And so I stopped that. And 3 days later, I don't know if it's a new virus or that one came back. And I've been working on getting rid of that one. And now I've come down with the flu. Now, extremely healthy, and I have no diseases, you know, nothing.
Right.
And I take probiotics, and I take your multi. I take a lot of fish oil and turmeric, you know, and other things. But I just can't. I'm so healthy except for the viruses, and it's like one after another, and I just can't get rid of them, and it's just driving me insane.
Okay, well, in between that vitamin A and D bomb, as you rightly called it, because it is one, do you continue to take a lower level of vitamin A and a lower level of vitamin D every day, ma'am? And if so, how much?
Oh, I do. My regular A is 50,000.
Good
and my regular D is 5,000.
Good. So you sound like you're an inhabitant of the Pacific Northwest. That's just about a typical amount for people in the Northwest to keep themselves healthier and keep that immune system going. Now, are you taking on purpose any zinc?
I do take zinc. In fact, I think it's what you recommend. It's like zinc with the 2 milligrams of copper or whatever.
Right. And how many of those do you take each day, ma'am?
I take, you know, one of those every day.
Okay. Well, we really don't know about the status of your digestion and absorption, and we do know from somebody's research.
We know about that because I've already had to go off gluten, and I had to go through that couple months of protocol to get my stomach lining restored.
Uh-huh.
And so, and of course, I now taste the HCL every day.
Uh-huh. Good for you, ma'am. You're really taking care of yourself, and that's what we got to do if we're going to stay as healthy as we can. But I understand your calling because you're not staying as healthy as you want to. So let's go back to the zinc for a moment. Have you ever had a mineral analysis done on your hair, ma'am?
I have. It was done down there at your lab.
Do you know what it showed for your zinc level? Any clue? Do you remember?
I don't really recall, no.
Okay. Well, you might go back and have a look at that, and if your zinc level was distinctly above median, then you don't add more. But if your zinc level was not above median or even below median, then there's a research paper from years ago that tells us that it's safe to use up to 100 milligrams of zinc per day as long as it's offset with copper. And no, I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do is stay definitely under 100. You're using 30 with 2 milligrams of copper now. Now, why am I focusing on zinc? Because zinc is very key to keep the thymus gland healthy, and the thymus gland is the master, or I guess if we're in Seattle, we have to say the mistress regulator of the whole immune system, ma'am, and sometimes it just needs some more zinc to keep itself going as it should. So do take a look at your old test, and if you weren't at median, or even if you're just slightly above median, you can definitely add in more zinc and see what you can do. There's even research papers showing that in experimental animals, what do you know, they can even rejuvenate their thymus glands if they catch it in time by using enough zinc.
Since that zinc has 2 milligrams of copper, that means I'm going to be taking more copper, is that?
That's correct, and because you have to. They offset each other. One pushes the other one out, so they're going to be busy pushing each other out to a small degree, ma'am.
Okay, so that's okay then.
Yes. Now, another thing, a standard process is a company been around since the 1920s, and what they use are whole animal glandular extracts. Now they've switched to getting them all from New Zealand because New Zealand doesn't allow for herbicides and pesticides and all that kind of sides at least to be used in the country. Now, I know they come blowing over from the rest of the world, but they do have a substantially less anyway. And they do have something, I believe it's called thymolin. I'm not positive, but it's a whole thymus glandular.
How do you spell this?
I think it's spelled T-H-Y-M-A-L-I-N. I could be wrong. Our really expert on the names, addresses, telephone numbers, and all that of supplements and how they're titled and everything is at the Tama Dispensary. There's no charge to speak to her.
You have it at the dispensary.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Her name is Tawny, T-A-W-N-I. You can talk to her, and if I got the name wrong, she'll correct it. She's really up on all that stuff.
And but would anyway, I be taking whatever the dosage recommended on the bottle?
Yes, ma'am, and I believe it's just one or two of them a day. But the point is, it has all the stuff in it that a thymus gland has in it, and that helps to keep our own thymuses handy. And what I'm kind of looking forward here toward is making sure your thymus gland is healthy, because that's the big deal. I'm not going to tell you it's the only. The spleen is number two, but it's the big deal, regulating the immune system. And with that, you might be able to get these infections downward, ma'am.
Somebody recently mentioned to me they thought that berberine might be helpful. Does that make any sense? I thought that was for, like, diabetes or something.
Well, berberine is for diabetes, but like all other of nature's molecules, it has many more effects than that. Just for example, it kills off abnormal bacteria in the gut, helps keep the gut population healthy without killing off the normal bacteria. There's a big old Chinese study on that one. But no, I don't think it would be particularly handy against viruses.
Okay, yeah, because I'm so healthy, but boy, the viruses have got a grip on me, and they get worse every year, and I'm just tired of being continuously sick and trying to fight them. And when I get one, I don't have it for a few days like other people. I have it for weeks.
Oy. Well, given that then, ma'am, there's one other thing. Do you remember what Linus Pauling told us about how much vitamin C we take? We take every day up to what our bowels will allow without getting gas or loose bowels. And, of course, it's spread out breakfast, lunch, and dinner and all at once. And when we start coming down with something, people have told me over and over again, well, usually I can take 3 grams of vitamin C 3 times a day and I don't get gas or loose bowels unless I go above that. But, oh, my goodness, when I'm coming down with a virus, I can go up to a total of 20 or 25 milligrams of vitamin C and I don't pop any gas at all, because that's
really
what,
I mean, I take really, like, what? I take like 2 grams a day of vitamin C. But
well, ma'am, you do need to follow Linus Pauling's advice. This would help against viruses a lot. It really would. And that is, get yourself up to where it starts giving you gas or loose bowels and then back off, because you don't want to have gas or loose bowels all the time. But if you start coming down with a flu or anything like that, then you immediately make the numbers go up from there, as long as you're staying socially acceptable. And that's what any animal does in its own liver. The vitamin C production goes way the heck up when you try to make an animal sick with a virus or a carcinogen or whatever. And then after that is defeated, then the vitamin C production comes down again. That's what nature does. Us humans are mutants. We're one of the few species that can't make their own vitamin C in their livers. So we just got to copy all these other animals, ma'am. That would be a big help.
Well, at least I'm getting some possibilities that might help, because this is just driving me crazy. And because I'm so healthy otherwise, it just drives me nuts.
Well, I hear you. Well, look, ma'am, we've gone past our breakup here, so try these things out, and if you need to, call back.
Thank you very much, and you have a great vacation.